How long does it take to build such a large ship? Where do you get all the resources? Well, you have no idea. A planet's 100 times bigger than your sun. There are huge planets orbiting suns thousands of times larger than yours or mine. There are construction sites with the capacity to build ships huge, in a relatively short time as a year or two of your time. Some races took much more time building their ships directly into space, as was the case of Krulians. They had 10 years of your time to build their ship because their planet was only 12 years of stability, because in the union of two galaxies, their planet would be withdrawn from the orbiter. Question, Anna asks, how much time is left before Nibiru makes the giant tsunamis and volcano eruptions? Can you give a date for us, Anna? Get ready for events this year that will change significantly the appearance of the planet. According to the initiatives taken by the scientists of Community Galactica, we do not have redundant data of any measures they have taken. We will be informed as they see fit. In this month May should happen facts that will lead you to foresee the coming months. But in September and October, if there are no major scientific changes, are the dates that you should consider as vital. Question, Whittle asks, seems a bit strange when you tell that there's not any official Pleiadians or alien contact on Earth, lately. Thus, I should want to know if you is the only ET contact with humankind given lately, or even ... forever. Supposedly, Billy Mayers had a lot of Pleiadians contacts during the 70s, as well as Barbara Marciniak, Barbara Handclaw, and some other persons with other races. For instance, Laura Knight Jadzik with Cassiopeia entities. Would you please tell us if those persons have been involved in real Pleiadians' contacts? Or are they all a total hoax? Puitl, some Pleiadians have contacted humans of the Earth on several occasions. I never said this had not happened. I said and I repeat that currently there is no type of contact as this is an entirely different period. They have no active spokesman on the planet today. Without contact, that's it. Contacts should only ever happen in the new age on the planet. About contacts with breeds of Cassiopeia, I have no knowledge about it, but I can try to verify. On the races of Andromeda which has sporadically come to your planet, just me and my professional curiosity, I have had these contacts with you completely unofficial. You see, many races have been moved through your planet in recent years. We do not know what they did, because we do not interfere in the conduct of sovereign races. Currently, contacts are very limited because it is a very delicate time of transition. No race will want to be accused of interfering and changing the course of this transition. The reptilians and greys are trying to do their things in a way that cannot be accused of direct interference, because it has an agreement signed by your governing elite to be on the planet as guests and consultants. We are paying close attention to all this. Question, Neil asks, Mithy, my friend, a question about the star system Cassiopeia. Is there lots of life there, and are races there part of the Community Galactica? Neil, yes, there are many communities humanoids in Cassiopeia. All official races are members of the Community Galactica. There are also communities of TM reptilians, and descendants of insects there. Many races are humanoid like us, different races grey, and planets in your age of the caves, with Indian societies, etc., the same type of communities that exist in your and my galaxy. Question, Object 45 asks, I was wondering about the flora and fauna of this planet and some of the other planets with a higher frequency of life than Earth. Would the planet receive different life forms that are not here at the moment, and if it would at that new time, then what would be a few of the most remarkable species that some people would experience? Although this may not happen, would you still tell me about a couple of species that have never existed on this planet that may seem bizarre to this world? See Object, here on your planet you had a huge variety of flora and fauna, which unfortunately is gradually being decimated by the action of your cool progress. A for your planet, the last 50 decades has been a total return in that area. The nature of your planet was attacked in such a way that today is mortally wounded. Only radical change can restore the balance in this fertile planet humanoid. Your current society was the disease that has reached this blue planet. The new society, with 10% of actual minds more advanced, and attuned to the harmony will be the true heir of the Blue Planet. From there, the planet will be an oasis, even to future billions, to envy any other planet in balance. A planet with a high frequency gives rise to a very beautiful flora and fauna, with species and varieties you never imagined before. Do you have many good things, but will be better even? Have you ever imagined a flower that reacts to your affection? They exist. You even have a lot to see. Wait, that development is really worth. Video 38, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 38, A. May 20th, 2011. Question, Daryl asks, it feels like the two alien races you say are here as guests, are not only passing lies to us Terrana TMS but you the rest of the aliens as well. Is it possible from them to hide what they are doing here from the Community Galactica as well? They are starting to use fear of aliens to make the world reject the Community Galactica in saying you're all evil with TV shows, movies and mass media. If so, I think it RTMS about time to check in on us in more detail. Daryl, I have already answered part of your question. The Community Galactica is not so innocent as to not realize what they are doing, but legally cannot do anything for a while. When in the new age, you will know us by yourselves, and may form your own idea of the societies that will adopt as friends of yours. One thing I believe is already clear in your mind. Almost everything that comes into your media and informed by your governments needs to be thoroughly checked before being accepted as truth. You also are not so innocent to believe in the stories invented by misinformation. Question, Wayne asks, I live in the UK. I heard so many rumors at TMS that UK will be sunk under the sea and we will have a huge tsunami. Is this true and possible? Also, this 10% of survival humans, who are we talking here? Is it the government at TMS and their humans mainly, or is it to be the ordinary human race which is left to dust? This is on my mind a lot and not coming through proper conclusion. Wayne, a tsunami is perfectly possible of happen by the proximity of the volcanic area of your Arctic Circle. The high ground will be less likely to be affected at first. The 10% remaining on the planet between embodied and disembodied are those who inherit the Earth. The elite that survive will stay here until he died of natural causes, but will be transferred to its rightful place for its next incarnation. They will not belong to this new society and will have no active voice the new organization. They are on our list. Question, Davinci asks, Mithy, some years ago I used to practice astral projection. I remember being able to do strange things like passing and seeing through objects, but I never understood the real purpose of this experience. What is it? Do you recommend it as a way to increase my spirituality frequency, or has nothing to do with it? Davinci, the best way for you to develop and refine your frequency and your aura is increasing your ability to channel pure cosmic energy. As I have explained, there are several techniques of channeling energy, especially when the purposes are for the good of your neighbor. Eastern techniques developed by ancient cultures, such as He, is the best way to channel development in your current stage of brain activation. Question, U4s asks, on these transformers exploding several places like the videos attached showing Portugal, Brazil, US, what is really happening? There are probes blinking in the sky, U4s. These explosions in units reducing the voltage in your distribution network is a direct result of the increased load of your sun's radiation, along with increased incidence of cosmic energy. Your geomagnetic field is becoming weaker, and allied to the holes air caused by the bombing of frequencies by your government, some regions will start to have power outages. You'll have news that some of your satellites will also have problems. Perhaps we cannot over-communicate through your computer. Question, Batty asks, I have always felt out of step with society. Is there a way to alleviate this feeling? I mean, I believe there is more, something better, something tangible, but elusive, always just outside of my physical, mental capabilities of understanding. Batty, during this period of radical changes of forces interacting with the planet and causing oscillations in the frequency to be changed, many of you will feel discomfort and anxiety, as if something was not in its proper place, feeling of missing something without finding out what it is. This is normal. The only way you could adapt to these changes is to gradually relax. Try to help those who are least able to adapt. Try putting yourself at a level above it all, as you were a mere observer of events. You will see more clearly your role in this context. Question: Fothisn asks, if aliens have been visiting Earth for over 1 million years, why haven't at TMT we've been part of the Community Galactica? What is taking so long, and how come aliens have shown themselves to us yet? Why now? It seems like 1 million years is a long time. I would expect aliens and humans to be living together and sharing knowledge of other civilizations by this time. Mate, other races have been visiting your planet for more than 2 billion years. This colony was started as an all approximately 6,000 years. Before that, we developed various civilizations at regional levels that have been transferred from here to new colonies by their own developers. You come from a lineage possibly not older than 6,000 years, but you may have traces of hybrids that were as isolated tribes on a planet with more than 12,000 years old. See, only now you are about to change era. You took this time to reach the level required for this recognition as a race of planet Earth. Now, because the Earth will change of age for another 200 million years. Question, Mac asks, is it truth that reptilians are between governments members and they are shapeshifters? Is it truth about their bloody rituals? Mag, they do not change their appearance. They only work behind the scenes. The reptilians are carnivores by nature, as most of you. There are sects of your elites who make human sacrifices to date, with or without the reptilians. Your kings, queens, princes and presidents, among other businessmen and bankers, are well aware and actively participate in these sects. Question, Sil asks, about the FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, many seems rumors and facts about hundreds, thousands of coffins in US and about the many camps around, about the red, blue or yellow list and that they plan to kill everybody of the red and blue lists. Can you tell me what you know about that, or is just big rumors? The agenda of your government is in the last pages. They plan to expand natural events action to eliminate as many possible human disposables. Those who are imprisoned will be disposed of in accordance with the availability of disposal of bodies. They intend to force survivors to seek shelter in their units forced by hunger. So initially they will not bother to hunt down the survivors. That is the plan that we see being delineated. But we're sure we'll have orders to act on behalf of the survivors when it is started by your elites openly. Only then they will sense the strength of the Community Galactica ensuring the integrity of the colony. Question, Mural asks, it sounds like we will be going into a different dimensional frequency. But you say it will not be fourth or fifth dimension? This is what confuses me. You are much more advanced than we, and yet you are still a three-dimensional being? All our New Age's teachings say the whole solar system will be advancing to a new dimensional level. Is this just a matter of semantics at TM? Mural certainly is semantics. The planet goes into a higher vibrational frequency, but resume the third dimension. Third dimension has societies, 2 billion years earlier than you, and you want to change the dimension already? You'll still have hundreds of generations in the third dimension. Speaking in other dimensions at this stage of events is a waste of time. You will understand that the third dimension there are many frequency levels of development. You will confuse these higher levels as different dimensions of yours. You are going to the first of 10 levels existing in what you call third dimension. I hope I have clarified the matter for you. Question, Andrew asks, will this new era happen in the near future, or is this something that could take hundreds of years to occur? I am referring to our current measurement of time. Will it occur regardless of what happens with the incoming comet or Nibiru? Andrew, the new era will begin when cleansing is finished. Thereafter, the frequency of the planet Eva is another. Regardless of the passage of Nibiru, that's crossing the galactic hemisphere and the day when the solar system completes one more revolution around the center of the galaxy. Question, Vasiliki asks, I have heard mention of various civilizations on the planet, like the Mayan, the Saxas, the Egyptians, etc. I found it quite strange that no mention was made of the Greek civilization. Could you tell me which race contributed and intervened in Greece, to make her reach such an advanced cultural stage at the time? Vasiliki, according to records, the race was started by Greek colonies seeded by Krugs, another native culture of the Pleiades. There are approximately 4,000 years. They started some humanoid tribes with diverse cultural and artistic advances, who later formed the Greek civilization. The Andromeda Attonians were at the time of finalizing the deployment of Egyptian culture. The Krugs came here to put one seed of their civilization, at the insistence of Attonians who maintained a great relationship between their races. I want to talk to you all. Friends, I know you'd like to get exact answers such as day and time of the events detailed for all places on the planet, and some are disappointed, but it is impossible for anyone to predict. It's not like going to one of your sites and follow the route of a known comet, much is outstanding as already explained. If the permit action for Pleiadians if the comet to change its route, all events can be changed. Do not view myself as a spokesperson for the events. I am not an official representative of the nature, tectonic movements, reactions to external agents on the planet, whether radiation or gravitational forces, are heavily dependent on a large number of variables. It is frivolous of me to predict any specific date in the current frame. As I have updates of the information, you will be the first to know. Anyway, I do not believe that, knowing or not knowing will make much difference. The difference is that you'll really be ready in your minds and souls, deserve to be here in this new phase of the planet, ready to welcome the new members in the new era. Make positive thinking to your planet Aura, wish to be here as children of this new era. You need not believe in me or my words, believe in yourselves, be in tune with inner peace and to accept any cosmic event that is reserved for the cleaning of your planet. Get ready to join the 10% who will inherit the Earth. A new era, with long life and peace to develop a new society with equal opportunities for all. Who knows, our children can sail together in the same crew helping other colonies in these passages in the very near future. I just hope that these conversations with so few, has somehow meaning of friendship in the beginning of integration between our races. Video 39. Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A Video 39, May 21, 2011. Question. Mythi, the Greeks were not happy with the explanation you gave about their origin. Do you know of anything more relevant information about the Greeks? Well, if I had said the Pleiadians started their culture without having mentioned the Krugs as the specific race, they would have been happier? The Greeks willy-nilly, his DNA was donated by Krugs. Very nice people. Songers Krugs not Krugs translating to English. The planet of them is a work of art, the Greeks would feel the old Olympus, if they saw. They should be very proud of their direct descendants. Greece was a very engaging culture, influencing much all of Western civilization at the time. His art and science was relevant in the development of a historical period. They were surrounded by mythology linked to astronomy. Another very particular way of interpreting the zodiac, which failed to be adopted by other ethnicities, having disappeared in Greece itself. As happened with all the major regional crops sown, the cultural and scientific representatives of these cultures did not remain on the planet, were transferred to the planet of origin for their parental races to continue their development. Just as happened with Atlantis, Sumer, Saxes, Egyptians, Mayans, Greeks, Aztecs, Incas, and several other civilizations in Asia. The elements that were remnants here of these great civilizations of the past, are hybrids that were not in the correct frequency for the transfer to the planets of origin, and became part of the overall development of the colony on the planet as common elements. From a certain time, around 1,000 years ago, the experimental crops ceased, and the ethnic groups now control their own development free from external interference, to enable a viable and official society for the planet until the end of this galactic cycle that restarts in December next year. Question, Iponic asks, can you please tell me what kind of spaceship the Winged Globe, Solar Angel, Firefly is, and if this has to do with the winged globes art found in ancient Egypt, Sumerian and some more places on Earth. Has to do with Anunnaki? Iponic, several vessels have the boomerang shaped or has wings stabilization of various formats. Some others are retractable and stationary. There are ships that look like stars with many tips when they open all the panels, as this ship from Sirius in this film. The ship-shaped wings of an eagle that you mentioned belongs to your galaxy of a solar system, called Gorlok, a humanoid society, like your will be in 1,000 years. There is an energy system that does not use drums of antimatter, is based on energy concentrators and are loaded in the vicinity of the suns. It is widely used by societies who do not want to depend on external sources of technology for their ships. These ships have nothing to do with the old Anunnaki. Question, a mate ask, if Alnan is part of Nibiru system, and this system is being delayed by Krulians, why Alnan is not also delayed at the same time, because the Nibiru gravity attraction. If it is too late to delay Alnan, it means that Alnan is going outside of Nibiru gravity and it will behave like an autonomous body, or I forget some detail. Mate, this comet is the nucleus of Ion, a large moon of Jupiter that was destroyed in the last passage of Nibiru through the solar system. It is in an orbit slightly different but follows the same pattern of time of Nibiru. He is out of reach of the gravitational pull of Nibiru. Question, Ron asks, at the underground base in New Mexico, do you know if the US government is allowing reptilians to perform experiments on humans? Also, can you confirm that at that facility reptilians are feeding on humans? Ron, like I said, in these bases and laboratories they do various types of hybridization experiments in humans. They want to create a hybrid race that would be considered humanoid. They do not eat humans, their preferences are goats, poultry and fish, but eat processed meat of cows as well. If there were nothing else to eat on the planet, as a matter of survival, they certainly would eat humans, and humans would certainly eat lizards. Right? Question, James asks. Mithy, is there any truth to our horoscopes? Is there a correlation between the planets and our birth date at the time of our actual birth? What about the Chinese calendar, each year representing different animals? Is there some truth to any of this? James, using the games on your zodiac constellations visible is a very old practice of trying to determine the relationship influences of stellar positions with the date of your birth. In fact, these stars are too distant to make any difference in terms of your energy interferences. Your moon is a celestial body nearby, and with the force of gravity can influence the date of birth in full moons because normally you have a higher incidence of gravitational pressure, that affects the pressure of fluids in the body, and mostly often accelerates events. The Chinese calendar lists the trends for an astral solar period, the characteristics of each animal, a prediction of possible trends for certain events. It is also an illustrative way to predict the possible main characteristics of people born in those years. The date of births has virtually no influence on the type of behavior or personality of individuals. Question, Ed asks, there is a video on the net about some aliens in contact with the Russians. I would like to know, it RTMS this real or a fake? Is Hesitas from Reticulum constellation? Ed, this is a gray, the breed that works associated with the reptilians. They are scattered in all your governments of your elite. They are of various colonies here in the Milky Way and Andromeda as well. It is impossible to know which the colony of origin is, just by looking at the appearance of it. Question, a mate asks, I have noticed recently over the broadcasting systems in North America that there are religious groups of people exclaiming that May 21, 2011 is the beginning of the end of the world. The date that they are saying the world will end is October 21, 2011. Is there a correlation here or just a coincidence that you may know of, and how did they come into this information if this is accurate? Mate, these groups are following the logic of events. They are seeing the movement of your governments, the unofficial forecast of events, the information at TMS that in September and October will be difficult months. Based on this information, anyone can connect the events of a religious doctrine, It is very logical that this happens in many of your religions. Probably the elite of your churches represented by the Pope should make some strange statements to the faithful followers during this year. Question, Boris asks, how do you make 600 million of other biological bodies for Earth victims to reincarnate in? Does some have to wait for reincarnation if there are less bio bodies? How long, and what do souls do in fourth dimension as they are waiting for next reincarnation? Boris, many millions of people will survive on planet to gradually receive the remaining 10% that disembodied. Those who are in the fourth dimension will be revising its goals, observing events and waiting. They may incarnate on another planet that is at the same frequency of the Earth and return to it in the next incarnation if want to. This flexibility exists for those who do not want to stay away long from the third dimension, which is the ideal place to continue its development. Question, Katamu asks, you said in this month May should happen facts that will lead you to foresee the coming, that will give us facts as to our future events, then you mentioned the month of September and October being vital. Are you saying that if some significant event is to occur, it will happen during these months? Katamu, the tectonic instability of planet is reaching its limit, a major event could happen this month, anytime. If, by chance, the event relieves the pressure only in a specific location, will be less destructive. But apparently it is giving way on various fronts simultaneously. During the rest of the year, the changes will cause regional problems, in a move almost always clockwise of the edges of tectonic plates. The volcanic activity will increase exponentially. In early October should be a decision to divert or not the celestial body that crossed the Earth orbit. If the route is diverted, you will have more time to deal with the tectonic movements related to the reversal of Earth's magnetic field, until the events of, when is the turn of Nibiru system? Question, Judy asks, you mentioned aura and how one's aura depends on its acceptance here back on Earth. The 10% you mentioned. Does the food you eat have a factor in this, such as a meat eater's or veganism, can alter your aura? Is meat eating frowned upon outside of Earth? Is this primitive behavior? Judy, a rhinoceros that eats grass, can be more violent than a lion that eats meat. A bull is not better than a panther, only have different feeding habits. An Indian who hunt and fish for subsistence may have an aura cleaner and brighter than a vegetarian of your society. Everything depends on how you consume food. If you're aware that that is what your body needs at that moment of your life, the overconsumption and food waste instead denigrates the aura of an entire society, because you need to streamline the planet's resources until none of your neighbor is hungry. In a planet where equals starve while societies throw away more than that equal need, simply to not die, something is very wrong and unbalanced. The aura of the Earth is weak in this end of era. In fact, 10% of which we speak so far are those who really care and suffer along with the planet for live conscientiously with this situation. No matter what you eat does matter what you feel for those who do not eat. Your aura and your frequency are the direct products of your conscience, does not really matter what keeps your body upright. Video 40, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, Video 4th. May 23, 2011. Question. Mithy, some mates are wondering why is there so much movement in the FEMA camps and why the program Space Shuttle also has ended? Is there anything imminent to happen? Friends, your government is preparing for the end of the agenda. Stay tuned in the events. Try not to fall into the pitfalls of misinformation. Your program of spacecraft was turned off for obvious reasons. Everything is the going to be lost, they know, will not invest anymore because it would have no meaning. This last mission was to install radiation detectors, only to monitoring events until the last minute. See, your satellite network can shut down, the only way you guys keep in touch, will be through what you call amateur radio. These old devices, which use your atmosphere as means of signal propagation, will be the only viable form of communication. If you can get organized this way, it will be a good start in preparing to not be totally isolated and at the mercy of misleading information from your local government. Question, Mithy, many mates are asking about Ilnin, what it really is. Is it an icy comet? What size? Why its route has been changed these past few days? Why it is still not visible?